I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Usually, we reserve the lead story of a broadcast for a big news event, but today we're starting with something else, a ministry breakthrough in Japan. Asian Access's Joe Hanley says where pastors once hoped to baptize one new believer in a year, for this year,
these same leaders have set a longer-term vision to plant 50,000 churches in the country, which is really unheard of. Today, there's 8,000 churches in Japan, so to get to 50,000 would be astronomical. But the optimism is incredible.
The triple disaster in 2011 helped to lay the foundation. And this year, Japan hosts the Summer Olympic Games and the Paralympics. These present big gospel opportunities.
We just encourage the body of Christ to pray, come alongside, give, and come visit us.
And youth ministry in Slavic churches looks a bit different than it does in the Western church. Here in America, youth ministry can tend to look like a teen club for entertainment. But Eric Mock with Slavic Gospel Association says in churches across Eurasia, young people consider themselves as active members of the church and seek out their own ministry opportunities. For example, when young people in a Russian church heard about nearby villages that didn't know Jesus,
the young people actually went out to some of these villages and started picking up trash. Started taking the time to walk around and be a blessing to people they have never met before. And the locals couldn't believe that someone that wasn't from their town was taking the time to make a difference. And that opened the door, and they began sharing the gospel with different people.
Thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So you can join us here, on our social media network, or stream our podcast on Amazon Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.